Thank you. We'll call the Planning and Development Real Estate Committee to order. The agenda is before us. Are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none. We accept it as written. We have two action items. We have the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last December 18th meeting? Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The two action items are before us, one on transportation infrastructure investment funds in the District of Columbia, and again, the second one is on Alexandria Comic Yard. And the spot.
Okay, for the first item, U Street Metro Rail, 14th Street, TIF allocation, makes this a very brief presentation. We're asking the board to approve the allocation of $500,000 from the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Fund for certain streetscaping, sidewalk, lighting, alley improvements, and shared car investments associated with the View 14 project. The View 14 project is located on 14th Street Northwest. It is 1,500 feet from the west entrance of the U Street Metro Rail station. And so we think that all of the investments that have been proposed are indeed transit supporting and associated with generating increases in transit ridership. And we're requesting board approval of this allocation.
Madam Chair, if I might,
yes.
There's just one little small error. Where it states funding impact, that there's no funding impact. The reality is when you allocate any monies, there's a funding impact. And so there is a budgetary adjustment. While there's no net increase, well, you have to increase the budget and decrease the budget by the same amount. I want to say it should have really stated that.
Thank you. And I guess that's one thing that we could do on a consistent basis, that we show the fund that it comes from and shows where it goes, et cetera, and it would keep us all in line.
Can I follow up on that?
Sure, you might.
I appreciate your saying that. Thank you. Yeah, I do think it's extremely important that any time we spend money, there is an impact on funding. This is not a statement about the operating budget. It's about funding. And what would be really useful would be a table, for instance, in this case, that said, here's what the balances are for all the jurisdictions. Here's the amount that's being used for this jurisdiction. Here's the amount left for this jurisdiction. Real simple table. The next one, we're going to have the same discussion. Well, that one's even more complex because we're actually amending the budget. And we're still saying there's no impact on funding, so we can talk about that one later.
Yeah, I just wanted to be stated for the record that the $500,000 is actually coming out of the district's TIF allocation.
Yes.
And whenever you get to it, we'd like to know what's remaining in that pot of money.
And we will show that, and I think that's the.
Would you like a verbal update on that right now?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
There are.
Want to put the item with a motion on the table, and that way get all your questions part of the.
Sure.
It's a district item. You want to move it? Move the approval.
Sure. So I move to approve the allocation of $500,000 for the district project, the View 14 development project.
Second.
Okay. And you had questions, Mr. Albert.
I did have questions. I wanted to state it for the record that the allocation is the $500,000 is coming from the district's TIF allocation. And I had a question as to what the balance in that allocation would be.
The remaining balance at this time is $50,000. There are $400,000 in unspent funds associated with an earlier board approval when the Union Row project was approved. A request came in for $1.5 million. For similar kinds of transit-oriented development improvements. The Federal Transit Administration only approved $1.1 million of that, so $400,000 was approved and assigned to that project, was never spent. A reprogramming action would be required in the future for that, so that right now there's $50,000, it could be $450,000.
Chair, may I ask a follow-up question today?
Sure.
Is there a time frame within which this $500,000 must be spent or gets reallocated back to
No, the only requirements really are that we conclude a memorandum of understanding with the developer regarding the expenditures, and there's a pretty standard template that we've got in place for Union Row, and then they submit invoices and we pay those invoices.
May I request that between now and the time that we see this at the board, you do put in a table that essentially says what Mr. Albert has been asking for. This is what the balance is in the district's account. This is what this uses. This is what's left.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
Adjust this correctly so we have our proper record of it. Thank you.
We can talk slowly on this item. Are there any other questions? There aren't any. Okay, so the resolution is, and Ms. Dowd's motion moves the resolution that's in there. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, hearing none. Second item is just abuse, and it's a similar item, which relative to the Alexandria Community Art.
Mr. Couch will make the presentation.
Good morning. This is, again, the establishment of another reimbursable project. In this case, the City of Alexandria is looking at starting a study for what would be our second infill station, which would be at Potomac Yards. The purpose shows each one of the steps that we have to go through and what is being requested from the committee. By way of background, the city sent a letter in recently requesting that this be added and that Metro participate in the evaluation and study, and requested that a portion of their TIP funds be allocated to be able to accomplish that work. The next slide shows the proposed location of the project. By way of orientation, it is located between the George Washington Parkway, just north of the Braddock Road Station and south of National Airport. The area off to the left is the area that was the original Potomac Yard some years ago, that was a rail yard staging area. In the center of the picture, there is an existing traction power substation that serves and provides power to the existing blue and yellow line. There are two alternative locations for the station. One is immediately to the south in an area that contains a tangent track. And there would be a new double crossover just above that towards National Airport. The second location is to the north, closer to National Airport. In that case, that section of track would have to be straightened, and the station will be built in that location. So those are the two areas that will be the subject of the study. The benefits that are there are that it provides increased customer access to the system. It provides the ability to have more flexibility operationally within the system with the addition of the double crossover, something that we don't have. That's one of the longest stretches in the system for runs between stations. So what it comes back to is a request and a recommendation that the reimbursable project be established, a budget established from the TIF fund, an increase in the reimbursable projects budget this year, and the ability to enter into agreements and use our on-call contractor to do the study. That concludes the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. All right, Mr. Benjamin.
Same issue. Mr. Cato, do you want to make your statement first?
Yes, I would. On the funding impact, that is not the statement in the report is not true. The reality is we have to establish a budget for this, for the funding source, and it is explained in the recommendations, but I really need to have been moved up to the funding impact.
Yeah, the recommendations do in fact correctly identify that there is a funding impact. If we could include again, before we get to the board meeting, two tables, one of which shows what the balance is in the TIF, how much this will use, and how much is left, the questions which Mr. Albert asked for this project, and another one that does the same thing for the reimbursable projects, where if you look at the resolution, it does in fact say that, but in the impact on funding, what is the budget for which year, what does this do to that budget, how much does it increase, what are we doing, so that we do in fact have a clean and easy to read record of the impact on funding. Thank you.
Okay, we have a little dilemma here, and I don't think it's a serious one, because Mr. Yule has expressed a great deal of concern of working on this project.
In favor
of it. So maybe it's appropriate that we move, and that we'd be subject to any changes that he would like to see made afterwards. Anybody have a motion?
I so move.
Is there a second? Okay, any questions? No discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Those are the two items before us, and concludes this meeting. Thank you.